Welcome back, my favorite transfer cats, to 30 Days to Transfer. Today's episode is all about mapping out the rest of the year as a transfer student. It's all about time. What happens after you submit your UC Cal State applications, what to expect, notifications, how to stay on top of all these moving parts, you know? Because the transfer process doesn't end when you hit submit. You are too legit, and you did hit submit. In fact, but in many ways, it's actually when it gets really busy from here on out. And in thinking about the title of the show, Time, I was thinking of all those songs out there. There's so many that have time in it. Can you think of some, right? Time, 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 come over me, right? There's to everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, and a time to every purpose, right? I'm thinking Axel. This time, right? Or even old school. If you're out there, you're old school. Give me just a little more time, right? Time is a really big topic of a lot of songs out there, so... And for a good reason, because we talked about this in one of our episodes. We all have the same amount of time in a day. We all have the same amount of time in a month. And the next few months are going to get pretty crazy. So grab a pen or pencil, open up your note on your phone. Let's go step by step through the timeline so you know what's coming. ¿Y cuándo? All right, here we go. December. So once you've applied in the month of December, UC and Cal State applications are due by December 1st, right? That is the deadline. Sometimes they extend it. Sometimes there's extensions to all kinds of things. But let's not plan on extensions, okay? There are no benefit to submitting early, but really don't wait till December 1st. Let's get that done mid-November, right? At the latest. Take your time. Make sure everything's correct. Hit submit with confidence. And... at the same time, you should be filing for graduation at your current community college, especially if you are finishing your final classes in spring. If you're done in fall, you should have already submitted. And this makes sure that your ADT degree posts and that your iGETSE or your Cal State Gen Eds, if you're finishing them, will be certified on your transcript at the end of spring. Also, check if you qualify for a second degree, like a liberal arts degree or a general education certificate. You should always try to leave your community college with something, okay? Rather than, hey, dude, I just got a lot of units. All right, let's go a little bit further than that. Let's get a piece of paper. And unfortunately, the world works that way. So it's not just about units, it's about paper. So get a piece of paper, get a certificate, get a gen ed clearance, get a degree, get 2 degrees, collect them all. These little extra credentials help on your resume and with transfer applications, right? All right, January is our supplemental applications and updates. It's one of the busiest months for transfer students, believe it or not. Here's what's on the list. Supplemental applications for certain majors and campuses. So if you're an art or architecture major, you're probably submitting a portfolio. If you're a music or a theater major, you're doing auditions. If you're a nursing major, you're taking the TEAS score and you're adding additional forms to your application. The nursing applications are always two parts. The deadlines are strict, so don't miss them. Those are impacted majors. For the UCs, they call it the TAU. It's the Transfer Academic Update, and it's required for all UC applicants. You post your fall grades. They don't want a transcript. They take your word for it. So let's be honest. You're going to update your fall grades and any changes to your spring schedule that may have occurred. If you did academic renewal in December, like after fall, this is a great time to go back into your application and correct that and list AR for grades. So your GPA could go up actually in January from when you applied back in October or November. Finally, Financial aid applications. Submit your FAFSA or Dream Act application now if you haven't already. You can list up to 20 schools, so knock yourself out. I mean, don't literally knock yourself out, okay? Do not hold Transfer Man liable for knocking yourself out. But don't hold back. Add up to 20 schools anywhere that you're applying or thinking of applying. Pro tip, you are eligible for more financial aid if you live on campus. That's the truth. Benefits of on-campus housing include easier transition to campus life, built-in academic support and study spaces. Like, it's so cool. More access to campus resources like libraries and tutoring, and a stronger sense of community, which is great for transfer students. It typically leads to retention. So really consider living on campus. That gets my vote every day. January, the UCs may select you for content verification. What is that? Well, it doesn't happen to everyone. You didn't do anything wrong, but it's important that you're prepared. The UC system may randomly select you for content verification. If this happens, they'll email you asking for additional documentation, like verification of your volunteer hours or things like that. Now, here's the important thing. You have 5 days to respond. If you do not respond, they can cancel your application to all of the UCs because your application goes to the UCOP, the UC Office of the President, first. It is screened for completeness and then sent to the campuses. So this is why I encourage you to start gathering, you know, letters of recommendation early and documentation early. So if you're selected, you can, if they want to talk to a supervisor, you've already made that happen, right? You've got that ready to go. All right. Keep a close eye on your email and your portals during this time. Maybe not daily. I don't want you to become neurotic about it, but missing a message could hurt your chances. So please double check that and any of the messaging that's coming out of your transfer center reminding you of this. In February, there is early notifications. Some non-impacted CSU campuses will start sending out admissions decisions in early February. Right? For most students, this is when the excitement really begins. Now, March and April is decision season. This is like a lot of emotions are going on in March and April. Just get ready. Most Cal State decisions will arrive in March. UC decisions come in April, with highly impacted programs like Berkeley and UCLA usually towards the end of the month in April. But you'll find out earlier from some other UCs. Financial aid packages will also begin arriving at this time. And that's why I talked about making sure your name and social and date of birth all match up on your different forms so that the packages arrive at the same time. And usually March and April. So don't commit to any school until you've heard from all of the schools that matter to you. Okay. You don't need to commit. You know, wait until you see the money. And we'll talk, this is tomorrow's talk, is all about decision making. Now, appeals. If you're denied admissions, you do have the right to an appeal. Don't panic. There is an appeals process, and I've been very successful with a lot of students on the appeals, especially when it has to do with some kind of an error. But common reasons for successful appeals include incorrect unit count, missing requirements, like one of the golden four for the CSUs, and special circumstances not reflected on the application. So they're very individualized. Really, you got to make an appointment with your transfer counselor to guide you step by step and maximize your chances and make sure that you have a case, right? It's kind of like a lawyer. You have to think like a lawyer here. It's not about just resubmitting to be looked at again. You have to have a reason for it. And they give you a drop down of different reasons, and what you select really matters. All right. May and June are the commitment deadlines. So May 1st is the commitment deadline, also known as SIR date, statement of intent to register. And that is for the Cal States. June 1st would be the SIR date for the UC campuses. So you got to commit to a Cal State sometimes before you know exactly what's going on with the UCs. Remember our talk about Goldilocks and the three different bowls of porridge? Always have yourself a backup. Here's another metaphor for you too. If you've ever played musical chairs, when the music stops, I want you to have a seat somewhere. Okay? By this point, you'll have your financial aid packages and all your admissions decisions, so you can make a confident choice. And again, we're going to take a deep dive into how to think about decision-making tomorrow. For spring, you got a lot of great things to look forward to. Orientation, there's a lot of paperwork that goes on, and celebrations. So you may be asked to send partial transcripts. This is typically through your admissions and records office. Many schools use programs like Parchment, which may end up costing $5, $6, $7 to send a official transcript. So the UCs don't need a transcript, but the Cal States and a lot of private schools do. Official means it's sent through the college, not from you. Final transcripts are going to be due in July for everybody. And that would include the UCs, July 1st, July 15th. These are common dates for the Cal States and UCs, but check your portal for exact dates. And test scores. So a lot of schools that will accept you once you're accepted are going to start requesting your AP or IB scores from College Board to be sent directly to your chosen campus. Housing forms are coming out. So if you know you want to be on campus, you need to secure your on-campus spot as early as possible. This usually has a deposit between $250 and $500. The SIR deposits are typically $100 to $250. And a lot of the UCs will use your financial aid. You can request to use your financial aid for your SIR deposit. Not typically for housing deposits, but for your school acceptance. They don't want you to not accept because you don't have $250. So check that out in your student portal. And again, you may request to use financial aid for your SIR, particularly for the UCs. A lot of private schools will do this as well. All right, orientation registration. This is another part of the matriculation process. Matriculation is you going from California Community College to your new home. In the matriculation process, you are going to need to sign up for an orientation, and this is typically where you're going to meet with an advisor and finalize your schedule for fall. It's going to be based on the major that you were accepted for. So again, if you're trying to change your major, that typically will not be allowed because you get admitted as an upper div transfer student, right? Remember that? College knowledge with my game show. All right, don't forget, spring is also celebration season. Transfer recognition ceremonies, dean's list, honor roll events, graduation. This is going to be really, really fun. Enjoy every minute of this. I mean, you've worked so hard to get here. Plan yourself a grad party. I want you to do this. And honestly, if you're looking to generate money, if you throw a grad party, I guarantee you, you will get more in return than it costs to put on a grad party. I've done one of these for all three of my kids. Everybody showing up, you know, brought a check for $50, $20. Even people who couldn't show up sent money. So people want to celebrate with you. This is a big deal. You are first gen, you're graduating. No matter what your age, honestly, this is a big deal. And that money can really help next year. All right. So really think about celebrating. I'm a really big proponent of celebrating milestones. These don't come around a lot in life. You know, I didn't go to my graduation for my master's degree. I kind of regret it. I went to the first high school graduation for my high school kids when I was teaching, and that was more important to me. It conflicted. So I've got an excuse. You don't have an excuse. Please go to graduations. Okay. All right. Ongoing tips. Stay plugged into your transfer center notification. This spring is all about paperwork and deadlines. This is the detail stuff. So if you know your personality and who you are, and you know that details are not your thing, put notifications in your phone or however you do it. Maybe schedule every single Monday. You're going to stop in the transfer center or somewhere and just check your progress. Missing one small deadline really can cause huge delays in the transfer process. And keep a thank you list of everybody who's helped you, professors, counselors, mentors. We're going to talk about how to properly thank them tomorrow in our episode, but make sure you have a thank you list, because we get, what's the expression? We rise to our level on the backs of giants that came before us, something like that. Get to where we want to go because of the help that has come our way. So it's really important to put that back into the universe. I believe that the thank you. And final thoughts. This is an exciting, fast-moving year from application season to orientation and graduation. Every month's going to bring a new milestone, okay? Tomorrow, we're going to cover how to make your final decision and which school to attend. There is so much to consider. Finances, location, programs, so don't miss it. Until then, take a deep breath. Enjoy the ride. You have earned this moment. Transfer on.